The time was the mid-1950s, as the ongoing daily resistance of African Americans and the Supreme Court decision against segregation set the stage for the rapid expansion of the civil rights movement. Robert Williams, like many other Black GIs, came back home to Monroe. He and Mabel and others began to organize. He became head of the local NAACP and built a strong grassroots branch. They implemented a wide variety of legal and nonviolent tactics that were increasingly met with Klan violence, allowed and often supported by local, state, and federal officials.
So when he came back home to Monroe, North Carolina, he became the president of the NAACP, and the Supreme Court had outlawed segregation in public schools, and we started organizing in the community, getting people together.
Early in 1956, I had become very active in the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and we started a struggle to integrate and to win better rights for Negroes, economic rights of education, and the right of equal protection under the law.
The local power structure was all in favor of the segregation that existed. And the courts were segregated. Black people had to sit in the balcony of the courts. Black people were always out in front of the judge, but there were no black judges. Vast majority of the lawyers were all white. And they were protecting, through the legal system, they were protecting the system of segregation in North Carolina.
Tactics of nonviolence will continue. That in Monroe, we too believed in nonviolent tactics. We've used these tactics. We've used all tactics. But we also believe that any struggle for liberation should be a flexible struggle, that we shouldn't take the attitude that one method alone is the way to liberation. This is to become dogmatic. We must have a flexible campaign. We must use nonviolence as a means as long as this is feasible.